We'd like to introduce our first speaker. I'd like everyone to help me welcome Imani.
My name is Imani and I'm an addict. I'm nervous. I know it's all right. I know I'm in the right place. You know, I'd like to thank the Philadelphia Convention for asking me to come over. I like to believe that the war ended for me January 4th, 1985. The hunt was over. The hunter got captured by the gang. For real, for real. You know, it's been a long time since I've stood on a podium like this, and if I'm a little nervous again, just bear with me, okay? I'm an addict from Trenton. When I started using a long, 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 long time ago, I had no intentions of being here. Because I only used a little bit, and I didn't rob anybody, wink, wink. And I didn't prostitute, because I didn't stand on a corner. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. And I didn't rob anybody, because I didn't stick anybody up, with a gun, that is. You know, but I suffer from the disease of addiction, and I make no mistake. Each and every day, I have to acknowledge and accept that I am an addict, and I don't want to die. Active addiction for me was very painful. I started using, and I was hunting for this feeling, man, and this feeling was real for me. Whenever you're under the influence, it's not hard to believe. You know, whether real or imagined, that there's going to be something else there when it's all over with. And a lot of it was imagined. It wasn't real. You know, and I suffered for a long, long time, and I thought that nobody knew that I was using. You know how the kids, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but you know how they wear their pants where they hang a little bit or a lot? Well, mine was hanging there, you know. I thought everything was okay. I thought I was still in the house because I went to work every day. Never mind the fact that I didn't do anything when I got to work. I went there. And to tell you the truth, it was really a safe place to be because I was lost. Growing up, my mother didn't tell me anything except don't have babies. That's all she told me. She didn't tell me anything else except don't have babies. And my sister had a lot of them. I grew up in a pretty large family. My mother was not active, but we knew something was wrong with her because whenever we would have company and dinner, she would drink like this much wine and be wasted. Now, had we had somebody who was willing to tell the truth, you know that uncle that gets drunk and comes to the cookout and says, he ain't your daddy anyway, and stuff like, y'all got one of those uncles? One of those people who show up and tell the truth? Mine died very early on. Not before he had a chance to tell a lot of truth, though. Because my family was a great secret-keeping family. I like to keep secrets. And when I came into the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't know any better. And a lot of times, you know, people would get offended because they said, I thought I was this and I thought I was that. I didn't know who I was. You know, I was real confused and I was afraid because I didn't intend to stay here anyway. I just wanted to stop using, you know, get my head on straight and be able to use successfully. I had no intentions of being here 11 years later. But that's how the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous works if you give it a chance. You know, they said that personal recovery depends on NA unity. That doesn't mean you're in charge of me. Thank God. Some of us like to be in charge, right? Undercover, too. I'm one of them, I know. I used to live and live to use. And I didn't know anything else. You know, and I'm getting emotional because thank God I didn't get what my hand called for. Because if I did, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. People are dying every day, you know, and there's a power greater than me working in my life, thank God. Because left to my own design, I'll self-destruct. I know how to do it. I had a problem with stealing. I know this is a new topic for everybody, so just sit tight, let me help you out a little bit here. When I came into the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, I was beat up, beat down, and confused. And when I came in after a man. I did not come in here for recovery. There was a man in the rooms. But see, little do we know, a lot of times we get caught up and we judge people, but that man was God's vehicle to bring me in here. Simply a vehicle. I didn't know it at the time. You know, my thing was, any fries go with that shake? I'm after that, you know? I want to get that. I'm running behind it. I didn't come in here to get clean. But this is the miracle. This is the miracle. This is what it's all about. It's not about me. It's about the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous helping me find out who I am. Again, I want to say that, you know, we're not in charge of each other. And I thank God for that because when I first came around, I wanted to be everybody but who I was. I didn't know who I was. Now, a lot of you come in here knowing who you are. I didn't know who I was when I came in here. I read the book in a day and a half. Worked the steps instantly. I'm real smart, see? Real smart. Didn't have sense enough to go to rehab. I went into counseling, and as a result, I suffered tremendously because I didn't come in here with the tools that I needed. But you know what? There were some good people around who guided and directed me and, you know, helped me on this road to recovery. I didn't do it alone. But when I came around, I thought that I could stay alone. I thought that I could be by myself, and I would be okay because I didn't want y'all in my business. I'm a secret keeper now. Take this journey with me. I didn't want you in my business. I didn't want you to know who I was, and I was not like you. Now remember, I didn't know who I was. I just knew I wasn't like you. God saw fit to put some people in my life who had a sponsor that had a sponsor that had a sponsor that worked the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Narcotics Anonymous. Not by my design, but by a power greater than myself. These people were put in my life. And my first year in recovery, I thought that it was my way or the highway. And a lot of times, I ended up on a dark, lonely highway by myself, not knowing there were no signs and no directions because I wanted to be alone, you know, doing it my way. But eventually, we come to believe, you know, because nothing that I've ever surrendered that I wanted came easily. I didn't just say, okay, humble me and make me this great person and make me not want to use. I like getting high. The problem is I'm afraid. You know, the fear is still here 11 years later. And I just need to say that if you believe, you know, not to get sidetracked, but if you believe that you can do this alone, I'm trying to save you some pain and suffering. You can't. This cannot be done alone. Each one teach one, each one reach one. Personal recovery does depend on NA unity. That doesn't mean your sponsor is in charge or the people who have more time are in charge. You know, and I hear people say things like, time doesn't mean anything. We have just for today. Get a couple years up under your belt and then let me hear you say that. You know, because wisdom doesn't just come. Even in Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, for me, wisdom didn't just come because I walked in here and my butt had been kicked and I'd been knocked around and abused and used and my self-esteem and self-confidence was zero. It didn't come just because I stepped through those doors. It came because I had to learn that personal recovery depended on NA unity. I had to learn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I had to learn about them. You know, you can always tell the difference between people who read the steps and people who work the steps. There's a real big difference. You can tell the difference between people who talk the program and people who work the program. Nobody has to tell you. Nobody had to tell me. One of the things that my sponsor has always told me is don't judge too harshly because you never know when. But for the grace of God, there go I. And you women, you know how we talk about each other. I wouldn't take that from him. I would leave him instantly when it comes to relationships. Let's talk about relationships. You know, I'll be gone. Girl, he can't treat me like that. I step off. You know, and it's real easy to say that when you're not in a relationship. It's real easy to say that when you're not in a relationship. I know that the relationship that I have been in since I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous has been a very turbulent one, a very difficult one. We have been through some very, very difficult times, but they talk about something called commitment. And commitment means that you stick and stay if it's not an abusive relationship and if it's something to work on. You know when it's something to work on and when it's not. You know, I don't need other people directing my relationship. When I didn't have a man, it was real easy for me to say, girl, I step off. I got a man, and I said, wait a minute. Let's try to work this out a little bit. But see, that's not just a relationship with a partner. That's a relationship on my job. That's a relationship with my family. Because sometimes we got to learn when to stay away from people, places, and things inside and outside of these rooms. And even with our family members, you know. I had a problem with my family. I wanted to take care of them and rescue them. You know, I wanted everybody to stop using. And it just didn't work like that. It just didn't work like that. It wasn't that kind of party. You know, my brother said to me, I love my brother dearly. And he said to me, hey, I like this. And I said, you're probably going to die if you don't stop. I love you. Why don't you stop this nonsense? And he said to me, you said something, you gave me this book, and it says something about when the pain gets great enough. You know, I am truly powerless. You want to find out how powerless you is? How many of you got kids? They are out to get us, whether you know it or not. You want to talk about powerlessness? You know, I have children, and I'm talking about relationships here, where I have to learn how not to scream and yell and act like a banshee. See, I want to come in here and talk about how great recovery is, and then my 11-year-old can make me stand on my head. You know, and I'm screaming and ranting and raving, face all red, spit coming out my mouth, can barely see. And then I'll come in the rooms and say, just for today, all day, I didn't use. You know what I mean? Because I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes it's just really like that. Just for today, all day, because my relationship with my children is, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm a new parent all over again. But Narcotics Anonymous has taught me that even at parenthood, I only have to do it one day at a time. The thought of having to be with them forever could send me over the edge. You know, I talk to my fiance all the time, and I'm telling him, what am I going to do when she's 16? Well, if she's doing this now, projection. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. And when I project about my children, when I project about my fiance, when I project about the women I think are putting me down and dogging me, when I project about my boss, who I know is discriminating against me because I'm black, you know, even though I get to work at 8:40 and I'm supposed to be there at 8:30, even though I only do like 1/3 of what I'm supposed to do during the day, it's discrimination. I have to take a look at myself. Somebody told me if I wanted to know who I was to just simply look in the mirror. I don't need to ask you. I don't need to ask you because when I lay down at night, you're not with me. I can be beside the warmest body. But when I go to sleep, I'm alone. It's just me and, you know, it's just the one, two, three of us. And I have to take care of myself. And taking care of myself means making meetings. And taking care of myself means using a sponsor that's got a sponsor, that's got a sponsor that's working the 12 steps. You know, there's a big difference. The war is over. The war is over. You know what? Thank God I'm not out there anymore. You know, I thank God I'm not out there anymore because I suffered from delusional thoughts of being okay. You know, I thought it was okay to rip and run all night and be stupid. You know, what kind of sense does it make to just completely fry your brain, can't get up off the floor, don't know where I am, don't know where I've been, and I've had fun? I thought when I came around that I wasn't going to be able to have any fun if I didn't use. Guess what? I dance better now than I did then. Look, and can hear the beat when there is none. You know? It took a lot of time, but just for today, all day, I don't ever have to use again. You know, just for today, all day, I don't have to judge my brothers and my sisters. I'm afraid now. I'm afraid that if I take your inventory and beat you up on a regular basis, that one day, for the grace of God, there go I. Girl, you see her with those shorts on? I can't believe she wearing a... If I was that small, I might try to. You know? And we talk about this guy, about the things that he does, and, oh, do you know what he's doing? And he did this, and he did that, and but for the grace of God, there go I. Because if I thought nobody was looking... Ain't no telling what I might do. The difference is today I've learned to do what's right even when nobody's looking. And that's a difficult thing. See, it's easy to be good and do the right thing and try to be, you know, loving, caring, and kind to our brothers and sisters in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous when everybody's looking. But how about when nobody's looking and we're on the telephone and so-and-so calls us up and says, did you know it's hard? It's hard to say just for today, all day, I'm not going to be a part of that. You know, and just for today, all day, I'm going to go to work and do what I'm supposed to on my job. You know, and just for today, all day, I'm going to try to treat people the way I want to be treated. I know that I cannot come into the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, a program that I believe to be God's program, and sell drugs. Can't do it. I know that I can't come into the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous and work on a convention committee and steal money. I know that I can't. I know that I can't be a convention chairperson and be in charge of activities and just take a little bit off the top. That's what I used to do when I wasn't stealing. Just a little bit. I only used a little bit. I know that I can't do those things today. I know that I have to understand that I am powerless. I have to make a decision and I have to come to believe every single day. One, two, and three. You know, I know that I have to do that. I know that if I'm going to get better, there are resources. If I need a lawyer, I go get a lawyer. If I need a doctor, I go get a doctor. You know, I got sense enough to do that today. When I was using, if I needed a lawyer, I go talk to the person who was DOWN with me, you know what I mean? So what do you think about this traffic ticket? And how do you think I can beat it? You know? And I just for the day, all day, I try not to get traffic tickets. I used to park in a no parking zone and get very angry when I would come out and a ticket would be on my car. What is wrong with these people? I was in the store one day, and this comes with honesty, being honest, which is difficult. You know, I had to learn to tell whole truth, nothing but truth, so help me God. A lot of days, I don't want to do that. It's painful. The best policy is honesty,
That's what my mom said when she was home. And I was in the store the other day, and I bought these peas. I was in the store, and you know they have these the checkout that scans them now. And I bought these frozen peas, and I didn't really know what the price was, so the woman said something to me about, how much are they? I said, I'm not really sure, and it's either one price or the other, but there's so much difference, I'd rather you check. So she comes back, and she says, they're $1.64 or whatever. I said, well, yeah, then that's right, because I thought it was that, but then there was a price for $2.18, so I didn't know. And she goes, well, you knew what the price was to begin with. Oh, and I started ranting and raving, and how dare you accuse me of attempting to, you know, like you protest a bit too loud. Because I told you I had a problem with stealing. This time I was trying to be honest. You know, but how about, you know, getting real indignant when somebody makes a mistake? What I should have said was prior to that, I was in the store, and I picked up this camera, and I walked back, and the disease of addiction is something. It is something else. If you let that bad boy ride with you, it's going to be driving sooner or later. You can't even let it ride. Not even a little bit. You know, like, I'm going to let this one ride. When you do that, the disease will drive eventually. Might even put you out the car. You know, I didn't talk about being in a store one day and picking up this camcorder that did not belong to me. And I walked around the store. You don't know what I'm talking about. Walked around the store, and then I came back, and I had every intention of either putting it on layaway or doing something. You know, a fleeting legal thought. And the guy says, you want to return that? I was minding my business. I had the right intention. But the disease is cunning and it's baffling. And I looked that man right in his eyes and said, yes. And let me tell you something, just for the record, so that you know, from the time I walked out of the store with the one I exchanged it for until the time I got home, I had not a moment's peace. I knew the police were after me. I was scared to death. And I remember when I was using, I do it without batting an eye. You know, but when you get a conscience, when a little bit of recovery creeps in there, it's not that simple. So by the time I got home, I was having heart palpitations and sweating, and my eyes was burning. You know about that? You know about every time a light gets a little high beam in the back window, you go, Lord, it's the police. Not a moment's peace. I had to get rid of it. I had to get rid of it, and I had to go buy one. I had to do what was right because my conscience wouldn't allow me to do anything different. Thank you. But given the opportunity, I'm telling you, it was a split second. The man said, do you want to return it? I was like, yes. You know, he said, do you have the receipt? And then the lie started. I don't know about y'all, but I don't have to concentrate to get a good one. And my fiance tells me all the time, one of the things he likes about me is that my memory's short. So it's real hard to lie. You know what I mean? And I can remember, even when I was using, I had to write things down when I told a lie. And if I didn't tell the whole truth, silly you for not figuring it out. Right? But just for today, all day, the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous has taught me I don't have to live like that. Lying is a very difficult job. I don't know about anybody else, but it's hard to keep up with that stuff. You know, and then one leads to the other, and the other leads to the other, and all of a sudden, I'm confused. You know I got an attitude now. Didn't you just ask me that? What are you doing, testing me? because I couldn't remember. You know, and, you know, when you have children, just like the younger people who come into Narcotics Anonymous, they emulate you. The newcomer emulates you. They watch what you do. But I want to tell a newcomer this morning that you're going to look at some people who are going to look real good. They even start to smell better, too, after a while, right? But it's an inside-out job. It's an inside-out job. You got to watch the footwork. You know, there's no point in telling you, I'm trying to live this program today, and then I take you with me and we go shoplifting. That's not how this works. And just for today, all day, you know, I haven't taken anything that didn't belong to me in a while. I don't even steal pens anymore. You know, and that's hard because I will take your pen. It's not a conscious decision. It's just that from being on the brick so long, I'm used to taking what I can take and what I think I need. How about when we used to go in the store and steal that stuff that made absolutely no sense? You know, you have dry hair and you steal shampoo that's for oily, light, orange hair. Nonsense. But they said we would do things like that, didn't they? They said, and you know what? If you don't watch yourself, you'll be doing it in here too. You know, I know that just for today, all day, that I got a shot at being a better parent. I'm not a perfect parent. I'm not. I'm not always a perfect friend. But guess what? The Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous has taught me that just for today, all day, I'm not a fair weather friend either. I know how to show up when it's time to show up. If we're down, we're down. You understand? And when you're not standing so tall and the wind is not at your back but in your face, I'm going to be right there with you. I've only learned that through Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't know anything about friendship. You know, I didn't know anything about showing up. I didn't know anything about trying to be a decent parent. My mother is a screamer. So guess what? All day long. You know, I have to catch myself. And you know, about relationships. You know, I talked about being loving, caring, and kind, right? But I have a partner that I wanted to beat up, abuse, scream at, talk to, dog him every day, and then wanted him to be loving, caring, and kind. How come you don't send me flowers? You know, I'm making him miserable at home, but how come you don't send me flowers? You know, like, let's pretend. You got to treat people the way you want to be treated, man. I know that if I want a loving, caring, kind relationship, I have to be loving, caring, and kind to my partner. I can't beat him up about everything, because God knows if the tables turned. You know how sometimes you're just ranting and raving and can't stop yourself? You know you're wrong. Just can't stop yourself. Total nonsense. And ladies, you know we store things up. We'll wait for you. Might not be this week, but we're going to get you. That's a learned behavior, by the way. We can erase that. We don't have to be like that. But guess what I found out after being in this relationship for a while and not using and making an honest attempt at recovery? I'm not always right. Did you hear what I said? I'm not always right. Devastating revelation. But if nothing changes, nothing changes. And I made a decision that, you know, I prayed about it and made a decision that I wanted to be in this relationship, so I had to change some things. And one of those things is that I had to treat him the way I wanted to be treated. I don't allow anybody to talk about my partner in a negative way. Only I can do that. And I don't do it too much anymore today. You know, I didn't learn that on my own. I had to come around here and somebody had to teach me how to be a woman. I didn't know. I thought it meant combing your hair and putting on lipstick. I didn't know that it meant anything else. I thought intimacy equaled something else. I didn't know that it meant holding hands, you know, and rubbing heads and things like that. That's it. I didn't know about that, you know. I didn't know about being a real friend in a relationship. You know why? I didn't know who I was. How could I bring anything to a relationship and I didn't know who I was? And I didn't know what I wanted. I grew up in a large family, and we rotated getting shoes, right? I want to talk about obsession and compulsion a little bit here. We rotated getting shoes because we had a large family. And nothing changes if nothing changes. So in the beginning, when I could, I just bought millions and millions and millions and millions of shoes. I just kept buying them and buying them and buying them and buying them and buying them. And people, sometimes we have a tendency to think, good people, that we're this or we're that, or we have this and we have that. Nobody understood that the reason I had so many shoes was because when I was... And nobody understood that I'm a product of my childhood, simply put. You know? I didn't just become who I was when I started using. It started long before that. It started long before that when I had to deal with that that jealousy, that envy, that greed. You know, I didn't think that I was a greedy person. But get a little bit of money. I'm not talking about a lot. I said get a little bit. And you find out who you are. For real, for real. You know, it's real easy to be humble when you got just enough. But get a little bit more than you need. $10 or $20 here and whatever. And your greed will reveal itself instantly. You know, the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous has taught me that just for today, all day, I don't have to be the person that I was anymore. I didn't like her too much anyway. You know, and neither did a whole lot of other people. You know, I didn't like her too much anyway. She was a liar, a cheat, a thief, prostitute, and all those other things that make you a person with no self-esteem and no self-confidence. I was that person. And I always say just for today, all day, because that's all I have. Yes, time is important. I got a little bit. I know that now. Time is important. But today is really all I have. And, you know, I know how to curse. I know how to do all of those things. You know, one of my grand sponsees told me, she said, I thought you were really stuck up. But now I find out that not only are you corny, but you're a little goofy, too. And I said, you know what? That's okay. You know, I'm so glad I don't have to be the top dog today. I'm so glad I don't have to have it going on today. I'm so glad that peer pressure is not killing me today, because I went through that. I wanted to be with the crowd. You know, and even when I came around initially, I wanted to be with the crowd. I just didn't know how. But I'm telling the newcomer today, grab on to somebody that's working those steps, that's got a sponsor, that believes in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, and don't let them go. Even when they act like they don't want to be bothered with you, don't let them go. Hold on. Remember how when we used to go and cop, and the cop man would get just a little bit out of our sight, we'd move with him. You know, we'd be right up on him, right? Stick and stay. Stick to him. Get in their back pockets, as they say. You know, and nobody has to tell you. Don't let anybody tell you about anybody else. Watch them. Watch them and find out about the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. Watch them. That's all you have to do. You know, I've learned to be kind to other people in this fellowship. I've learned that I don't have to have an attitude to keep you up off of me. That used to be my defense. Keep an attitude. Act like you'll tell them off. You know those people around the room that'll tell you off instantly?
And it'll tell you about, you know, the ones that are appointed to straighten out stupid people. You know who I'm talking about? I used to be one of those people. And it is a very unhappy place and time to be. Let me just tell you this. And I'm going to tell you something else before I leave you, and that is that be careful what you pray for. Because you might get it. You just might get what you want. And then all heck is going to break loose. I wanted a house. I got a house. I wanted a man who didn't run around. I got a man who I don't think runs around. Do you, honey? Watch him the next time you see him around, okay? I wanted 2 kids because that's a good number. And I wanted a dog. I wanted a dog. His name is Rockford and I hate him. I wanted that dog. And I need to share about this because they say it's the little things that get you. It's the dog. It's the dog. I went and picked him up. I rescued him from the pound. And, you know, because, see, look, now, listen, you know what I'm talking about when you say, like, if you get the black shoes, you get the pants to go with it and the shirt, and you got to have everything just right. When you get the house, you got to have the fence, the dog, the 2 kids, and the man, right? Isn't that the way it's supposed to go? This dog is making me miserable. And I wanted to take him back to the pound, but my fiance said they would kill him. Now, I didn't have any thoughts about that initially. I was like, it's a dog. You know what I mean? Let him go. I mean, you ever grit on somebody? How many of you have gritted on somebody before? Now, come on, don't lie. This is a spiritual brunch. You know how you watch somebody and be like, well, that's how I watch that dog. He's in the backyard minding his business. I'll be looking out the window thinking of ways to get rid of him. You know, but I said all of that to say that I wanted to have that dog. And early on in recovery, I wish I had given myself a break when it came to relationships. And early on in recovery, I wish I had given myself a break when it came to me. I was so hard on myself that by the time it was time to be who I was supposed to be and be where I was supposed to be, I was all jammed up, trying to do it just right. Take it easy. Give yourself a break. Nobody knows you better than you. Be honest with yourself. You know, and work the steps. You can't go through them, under them, around them, or behind them. You got to work them. Work the steps and use the sponsor and your sisters in the fellowship and your brothers in the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. Use them. I have never gone through anything and not come in here and somebody not be able to identify it. Never. I have never gone through something and felt like I had to do it alone. So I'm telling you that just for today, all day, there is nothing that you have to do alone. Just for today, all day, the fellowship offers us a new way of life. If you're a thief, stop stealing. If you're a liar, stop lying. If you're a cheat, stop cheating. You know those people that you might play cards with sometime or different things and they beat you from the door? Just a friendly game of cards. That's the addict in us, you know? But just for today, all day, you don't have to live like that. I don't have to live like that. I found some peace. I got some real peace today. You know what I mean? It's great when people call me and say, Imani, I want to ask you something. And I ain't got to go, I wonder if I said something about them. Or, check this out. I wonder if so-and-so told them what I said. Don't have to worry about that today. I have peace of mind today. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you got something that's too hot to handle and you give it to somebody else, what makes you think it's not going to be too hot for them? The worst thing you can do is say, don't tell nobody. Look, that kind of stuff takes your breath away. You know? Be kind to yourself. I've learned to be kind to myself. I'm learning to take care of myself. If I'm sick, I go to the doctors. You know, and in closing, I'd just like to say that people are dying every day. And if we don't change the way we live,
If we don't change the way we live, some of us in this room, in these very rooms, right here this morning, this time next year will be dead as a direct result. You know, I've changed the way I live. I'm trying to do it just a little bit at a time. I'm not trying to be perfect. You know, I ask for help today. I know when I need help today, and I know my limitations. It's in the steps, y'all. Thanks for letting me share.